Hello, folks, and welcome to today's encore show here at the Phil Henry Show this Monday, the 26th of August. Bunkhouse. Do you guys remember we'd talk about Bunkhouse, Margaret?
Well, Bunkhouse was the TV pilot that Frank and I did that never made it to series.
Right. And Margaret, this is where you met Frank.
I met Frank on the shoot, yes.
What do you mean on the shoot?
On the set of the shoot.
On set, bud.
Oh.
What, are you an idiot or something?
So that's where you guys met?
Yes.
So Bunkhouse was a TV pilot that Frank was producing that, Margaret, you were the cook?
I was the cook. Let's not get too heavy into it.
Oh, now I remember. You took on every cowboy.
All right, be quiet. For nothing, but...
Well, that's what it...
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, Margaret and Frank's TV pilot that never made it to series, it may be in for a special award, but Margaret's thinking about boycotting any award ceremony. Don't tell us why. We'll find out as we listen to Margaret and Frank and Bunkhouse on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, the Phil Henry Show, world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California on this Tuesday. As I mentioned during the promo and a little bit during the pre-show, we're very happy and proud to be sitting in with Adam Carolla this week. And the actual air date, we will let you know, but we'll be recording with Adam Carolla on Wednesday.
You were on his show back in 2016.
Yeah, it became one of the most downloaded shows in the history.
No, Adam's show is one of the most... Adam's show has been, and I think still is, the most downloaded show in all the world.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. No, it is. And the show we were on, because we were on Adam's show, that was a really, really downloaded show. This was back in 2016. So it's it'll be fun to be on the air with him, or whatever you call it, on the Wi-Fi with him.
Yeah, you're on the Ethernet.
Whatever. It'll on the air, in the air, with him this week. And as I mentioned, we'll give you the air date or the
Ethernet date.
The Wi-Fi date.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere date.
Okay, hey man.
What's the problem, Phil? You look disturbed.
I don't feel disturbed. I'm feeling very good. As a matter of fact, by the way, I was just telling people that.
Well, yo, you were talking about these science fictions.
Yeah, I was telling people during the pre-show. There's a show that we're watching. Jackie and I watch these shows, you know, on Netflix. We watch a lot of science fiction, a lot of kind of quasi-horror movies. I wanted to recommend, though, this is not neither. This is just a really good show. Good, I don't know. It's a cop show, but it's more than that. It's called Happy Valley. It's about a police cop.
Oh, I know the way. Is that Sarah Lancashire?
Yeah, Sarah Lancashire is the actress. Siobhan Freeman.
Oh, my God, Siobhan Freeman, yes. Fantastic. From Downton Abbey.
You don't know who she is, do you?
Yes, I do, chump.
All right, Margaret. God, Margaret, take it easy.
Well, these guys, why? Because I know how to pronounce Siobhan?
Yeah, I looked at her name. It says Siobhan.
It ain't Siobhan, Jack. It's an Irish name. It's a beautiful name, Siobhan.
In any event, yes, she's on this Happy Valley.
She does. She plays a completely different character from the character she played on Downton Abbey, which was this very, deeply evil woman that was always plotting.
Yes.
This woman on the character she plays in Happy Valley is this very loyal sister to the police officer. And they have this household and this crazy life that they both live, one of them being a cop and having to deal with this guy that's going to get out of prison who committed this horrible crime against her family. So in any event, I'm making it sound much, much simpler and more boring than it actually is. It's a great show and I highly recommend it. It's called Happy Valley. Check it out. I think it first came out like in...
Well, that came out in 2017.
Yeah, a lot of these shows they've been streaming for a while.
Okay, but that's like...
You didn't find it till this year.
I didn't find it till this year, yeah. The other show that you should see is Dark. That's from Germany, and that's like too weird to describe.
Now, that's the one that's got the guy that's his face is all wrecked.
Yeah, this cat... I can't even describe it. There's three different realities happening.
Oh, God, Phil, these shows... You know, you think people understand them.
No, I'm just telling you, man. There's three different realities. It's interesting. It really is. In Ozark, we told you about that.
Everybody's seen Ozark.
I know, but just in case people haven't, Ozark kicks ass.
That's not a science fiction, though, is it?
No, it's not science fiction. And then there's, now I forgot about the one that, Travelers. That one, I think, is cheesoid, don't you?
I don't know. It
looks like it was made for, like, it's basically about entities from the future that come back into our time, take over the bodies of recently deceased people so that they can set about saving the human race from itself, because coming from the future, they know that we're going to destroy ourselves.
Oh, not this plot. This is a plot line that they have in every movie, that the future comes back because we're going to blow ourselves to hell and back, and these creatures... Jesus Christ.
What are they, creatures? You said they're human.
They're human. It's human consciousness, because we've learned how to transport consciousness back in time.
All right. Well, then why don't they just come back as invisible people?
Well, that was what Phil was asking Jackie.
Why don't they come back as what?
Why do they have to transport consciousness? Why don't they themselves come back invisible?
Yeah, they can come back invisible and set about doing the things what they want to do.
Well, other than the fact that they won't be able to carry things.
Yeah, well, that's true. The stuff will float.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff will float.
Well, you brought it up, Phil.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other show, I mentioned Travelers. And then the one that we're looking forward to watching is called The Days. This is about the Fukushima. It's a drama. It's about the Fukushima incident in Japan back in 2011 when there was an earthquake, and the earthquake caused the tsunami, and the tsunami caused further damage to the nuclear reactor that had already been damaged by the earthquake. We all saw that footage on television, man. All the tsunami footage was insane. And this is a dramatic rendering of all of that. Really good actors. It's in Japanese, subtitled English.
Good. It's good to know, because I can't...
Yeah, of course it's going to be subtitled in English. And it's really great. So I've seen about 3 episodes of it. It looks like it's really great. So I hope you like it. All right, Margaret. Margaret Gray is...
I'll do this. I'll do it. Thank you. The Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills, California, it's possible they may consider for induction into their archives, ladies and gentlemen, the pilot that I shot with my husband Frank and along with Ben Gluten, Tina Bartel, and some other principals at the network. And the pilot was called Bunkhouse.
Right.
And there's a rumor that they may want to include this at the Beverly Hills Museum of Television and Radio.
Did you get an official word?
No, I haven't gotten an official word. I talked to Karen Gluten, Ben's widow. What's this guy's name, Gluten? You want to make something out of it?
All right, hold on, Margaret. You're already kind of tensed up.
I am tensed up.
All I asked is the guy's name Gluten.
Yes, it is. Okay. So you might want to stay away from his family, otherwise you'll break out in hives.
Jesus.
Take it easy, bud.
That's pretty funny, Miss Gray.
I thought so.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Right. Oh, so anyway, Ben Gluten has passed on.
Ben was one of the executive producers. Frank was one of our executive producers. It was written by a wonderful young man named Lawrence Lapidus.
What?
What's your story, chump?
Wait a minute. Wait. His name is what?
Lawrence Lapidus.
All right.
What's the problem?
The names are Ben Gluten and Lawrence Lapidus.
The guy's probably a famous TV writer.
He wrote a lot of good things for television. Don't worry about it. All right.
So what is the hang-up?
The hang-up is the following thing. The log line, which is the description of a television show, ladies and gentlemen, in this case, the description of our pilot, goes as follows. This is the log line for Bunkhouse, describing Bunkhouse, which was the television pilot.
Okay.
The cowboys on a working ranch in 1880s California, and what they get up to with the sexy young blonde Bunkhouse cook when the lights go out at night. This is starring Chaps Taylor and Turner Del Tonada.
Turner Del Tonada? That sounds like something you need a dip for.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. I want to talk to Margaret about this if we can just kind of keep the jokes.
Well, they don't understand. You know, General, this is Hollywood. This was my career at one time, all right? This was make or break time for me. I did this pilot. It didn't go on the air, but I did meet Frank. And, of course, the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history, all right.
I'm going to kick it.
Wait a minute.
You keep that guy away from me.
Oh, come on. Come on, Margaret. God, damn, let go of him. Margaret, let go of him. Let go of him.
Get out of here, bud.
Hey, bud.
Please do anything. I was trying to kill me.
Jesus, what's into you, man?
What's into me? Let me tell you, friend. You want some?
No.
You?
No, not at all.
Now look, Bunkhouse was a show about cowboys working on a ranch in California in the 1880s, and the bunkhouse is where they slept.
And you were the bunkhouse cook?
Yes, I was the character that I played.
What was her name?
Her name, and not because they meant it to be this, it just turned out, her name was Lorna Doone.
Like the cookie?
I guess, I don't know.
All right, so your character's Lorna Doone, and she's the cook at the bunkhouse?
Yes.
All right, what is your main complaint?
It sounds like I'm some, the log line makes it sound as if I'm some cheap, easy trollop who waits around licking a spoon. Well, Margaret, no, just waits around licking a spoon, lifting her skirt and going, hoo-hoo-hoo.
You sound like you're some bunkhouse slut.
Phil Hendry is laughing.
Margaret, come on. I can't help but laugh when you describe things the way you do. Margaret, that was funny. Some bunkhouse trollop slut licking a spoon and lifting her skirt and going, woo-hoo-hoo. Is that it?
No, I didn't go woo-hoo-hoo. I went woo-hoo-hoo. What do you want?
I want to come back in, man, unless you want to try to kill me again.
I barely touched him.
Sit down, bud. You know.
And you know what?
Bud, just watch it. This is my career we're talking about, okay? So the log line on this thing, as it was sent over to me by Boots Wittedelia.
Who is Boots Wittedelia?
Are you guys going to keep interrupting?
Well, we got to know who these people are.
He's Frank's publicist. He's a publicist that works with Frank.
Can we get Frank, Bud?
Yeah, I'll get him on the line. God damn, man.
I barely touched you, Bud. Quit making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, Frank? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. She tried to kill me. Well, not really. She'd
give me the phone, will you? For crying out loud.
Hey, Frank, it's Phil Hendry here. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm better than Custer, Mr. Hendry. How you doing? Margaret, how are you, honey?
I'm fine, Frank. We're talking about Bunkhouse.
Holy Jesus. What I wanted to do... Did you talk to Ben?
I talked to Ben, yes.
This isn't anything, Phil, that we... the first thing I want to do, I want to talk to Ben Gluten because... Well, I know Ben. Didn't it die?
Ben Gluten's passed on, Frank, for 10 years.
All right, okay, I know. I wanted to talk to Ben's widow, Carol Gluten, because it knows where the proper... It knows the store where the bodies are buried in this thing.
Well, Frank, what Margaret is taking exception to is this description of the show where it sounds like she's just cooking the meals and then taking every cowboy in a joint onto a bunk.
Taking every cowboy in the joint onto a bunk.
Yeah, you know.
Oh. Well, in a way, Margaret, that's what it was. That was the appeal was that you would take on, like, Chaps Taylor is the head, or was the head cowboy, and its character is Goose Beeston, and Goose Beeston develops a crush here on Lorna Doone, who's the cook.
Right, and then Lorna is supposed to take this, Goose Beeston into the bunkhouse and...
Yeah, and bunk it. What happens is they ring a bell and go, bunk, you know, they ring a bell and go, there's one for the bunk, ding, 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 you know. And
no wonder this thing didn't get made.
It was absolutely pornographic, if you ask me.
There was nothing pornographic about it. Oh, God.
Hey, Frank, it's General Shaw.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you something. Now, this is the 1960s on national television America. No way they're going to do any kind of a sex show.
It wasn't a sex show is what I'm trying to tell you, apes.
Watch it, Frank.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry.
Watch it, Frank. Yeah, come on. We're on your side.
All right, okay.
Talk about the bunkhouse. She takes it on the bunk.
What?
Bud, watch how you say that.
You said that she takes it on the bunk.
No, It...
It.
It did... No, she didn't. She's saying that the plot in the part of the law... Part of the reason for this show, Bud, is that Margaret's character, according to Margaret, was supposed to take a guy to bed, basically.
Yeah, only it's one for the bunk. Way, bunk house. Do they have the sound effect, Margaret?
I don't know. Did the Gluten Archive send it over?
Send over what?
Yeah, they did. They sent over the bunkhouse logo.
They sent over the bunkhouse logo.
Yeah.
All right. Can you?
I'll cue it up.
All right. So this was the logo, and it was at the beginning of the show. It was supposed to be Lorna Doone. It was supposed to be me hitting the triangle bell and calling everyone to dinner. But instead, they used Turner Del Tonato. His character was Richter Bunuggan. What are these names? How do people remember names like Goose Beeston and Richter? What is it? Richter Bunuggan.
I agree with the general. How does this help get the show on the air?
Well, they are interesting, and they do stick in the mind.
Thank you, Bud. Can we get this...
Here's the logo. For the Bunkhouse Show.
Bunkhouse!
Okay, so that was...
Yeah, that was the logo. That started every show. So you'd go, yeah, it's time for Bunkhouse on the CBS television network. And then you'd have, so what's its name? Del Tonato goes, Bunkhouse. And then on comes the announcer, Bunkhouse, brought to you by whatever, Jack's Joy Juice, whatever the hell they were selling.
Yeah, the sponsorship.
Yeah, the sponsorship.
So, all right, so, and it was supposed to have been the character of Lorna.
Bunkhouse.
Yeah, brought to you by your local banana dealership. Something like that.
What do you mean banana dealership?
Whatever it was. So what happened was, is I went, Ben Gluten and I, we went along to Jack Jeffries' office and the network, and we said, well, how about it? What do you think? And they said, it's too, we can't get it done because you got Lorna Doone, you got Margaret, your wife, or at that time it was my fiance.
Yeah, we were engaged.
Right. Bedding down, bunking down, and throwing just a bedroll on the ground and leaping on top of every cowboy from here to Pascadelia. And I said, yeah, what about it? They said, no can do.
It sounds to me like a really adult show.
Well, it was, but they had a 10 o'clock hole on Friday nights. A 10 o'clock hole on Friday nights.
That's a point in the schedule where they had room.
Yeah, they had room on the schedule, 10 o'clock on Friday night. And I said to Ben Gluten, and I also said to Stick Sneed, I said...
How many guys were involved in this show? You got Stick Sneed.
I had Stick Sneed, Ben Gluten, Lawrence Labadaba, right, Margaret?
Lawrence Labadab.
No. We always have an argument about it. I love it.
All right, so it's Lawrence. Let's just call him Lawrence L.
All right, we had Lawrence L. We had just a group of producers and writers that were extremely good people. I've never worked with better people in my life. And we went to CBS. We talked to Jack Jeffries. And I didn't even get in the office. Jack gets up and says, how you doing, Frank? And then it puts its thumb down. It goes, thumb down on Bunkhouse. No can do with the bell ringing and the whole mounting every cowboy from here to Eager Creek. You see what I'm saying?
All right, so everybody took it as highly sexual.
Yes.
All right, and this is why, Frank, I don't want this thing considered for any kind of induction into the Television Hall of Fame, because it says here the cowboys on a working ranch in 1880s California, they get up to it with the sexy blonde bunkhouse cook when the lights go out. And all, no holds barred, and a whole lot of grunting heard.
Oh, bullshit. Are you trying to tell me that's what it says?
I made up the last part, but they might as well have said that.
So what's the upshot in this, Frank?
Well, okay, Margaret, if you say that we should take it out of consideration for the Radio Television Museum, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's a rough call, Margaret.
I'm your wife, Frank.
Okay, your wife. You're playing a character. You're an actor playing a character. Lorna Doone, yes, was a bunkhouse. Lorna Doone, yes, bunked up every cowboy between here and Beaver Village. Okay.
I get it, Frank.
All right. So Lorna Doone, that was the kind of gal that it was, and it bunked them all, and that's what they'd say. Bunk one, and Lorna would come out of the bunkhouse. They'd say, bunk one.
Bunkhouse.
On the CBS television network, starring Chaps Taylor, Turner Del Tonato, and Margaret Gray as Lorna Doone, bunking them up as fast as they can crawl out of a bunk.
Oh, that's great, Frank. Thanks so much for that classy, classy description.
And you're telling me, Frank Gray, when I have a chance for a little bit of television immortality, that you won't allow this?
Frank, I'm your wife, and I'm not going to have myself. Lorna Doone bunking them up as fast as they can crawl out of the bunk. That's what they said.
Well, but no, they have to... They crawl out of the bunk. They go to work lassoing horses and beeves. Then they come back to the bunkhouse and get bunked.
Yeah, that's... Get bunked? Is that what you call that, Mr. Ernie? A euphemism?
A euphemism.
That's a euphemism for, get for you know...
Oh, my God. You think it's a euphemism for getting tagged?
That's right, Frank.
Listen to this. This is a very expensive effect here.
Bunkhouse.
Ding 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 ding. Starring Margaret Gray.
I didn't get top billing.
Well, do it again, bud.
What?
Do the bunkhouse.
Bunkhouse!
Ding ding little little ding ding ding, starring Chaps Taylor as Goose Beeston and Turner Del Tonato as Richter Badugan and Margaret Gray as Lorna Doone, bunking them up as fast as they could get debunked or something like that.
Isn't that classy?
Oh, for Christ's
sake. I think what Frank is saying, Frank, I don't think you hear Margaret saying, she doesn't want to be associated with a show, you know, that makes her sound like some kind of a cheap woman.
It was in the cast. It wanted to be on. Didn't you want to be on the show, Margaret?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so it got its dream. It was in the cast. It was playing the character. Now, all of a sudden, oh, great. Gets up off the toilet, takes a look in the bowl, and goes, nope, that can't be mine. Nothing like that could ever come out of me. I'm Margaret Gray.
You know I'm not being that asinine.
Well, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay, Frank, grow up.
Frank, you're starting to lose it.
It said it could, we could do it.
Oh, knock it off, will you?
Yeah, Mr. Gray, sound like you need a baby bottle.
Baby bottle? Do you know how hard I've worked in this business to try to give a living to myself as well as my wife and my son? Do you think it appreciates it?
I do every day, Frank.
Oh.
Hey, look, Frank, you know, those are some pretty tough descriptions there. Hey, she bunks them up as fast as they can bunk out or whatever.
No, it goes, bunk, hey, you heard where the guy goes, do it again, bud.
Oh, my God.
Do it, bud.
Do it again.
Bunkhouse.
Ding 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 ding. Bunkhouse, starring Chaps Taylor as Goose Easton, Turner Del Tonato as Richter Badugan, and Margaret Gray as Lorna Doone, bunking them up as fast as they can get out of their bunks, then come back at night and get debunked. Something like that.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys find this amusing.
Margaret, back in the day, you were happy to be on the show. Now we're going to get inducted, possibly.
There's no official thing. I've not heard anything official from the Museum of Television and Radio.
Well, thanks, Phil, for taking it out and relieving yourself all over my dream.
You can't hang up, Mr. Gray.
Frank!
Come on, Frank, you're going to bust the phone.
Look, Phil.
No, I mean, I got to tell you, I think if your wife says to you, even though, yes, she was on the show willingly, today it's 2023, now this is going to be immortalized, possibly, we don't know, in a museum of television and radio, and with a description like that, starring Margaret Gray, who bunks them up as fast as they can get debunked.
Oh, I'm glad you find that. You see, these orangutans, Frank, have been laughing it up since this topic came up today.
Well, I don't blame them. Phil, it works hard. It wants a laugh. I do, too.
Well, you get your kicks somewhere else, friend.
All right, Margaret, I don't blame you. I mean, maybe somebody can, if and when it gets considered for induction to the Radio and Television Hall of Fame, somebody can say to them, can you change...
Change the log line? That is as sacred and it's part of history. You can't change that. You might as well why don't you change your name, Phil? You know what? We don't like the name Phil Henry, so why don't we just go ahead and change it?
All right, fine.
Yeah. So it says here, the one that I got, Margaret, I don't know why you're so upset. Cowboys on a working ranch in a working ranch in 1880s California, and the sexy young blonde bunkhouse cook, when the lights go out, she bunks them up as fast as they can roll out of the bunk.
Yeah, that sounds really flattering.
That's what it was? Oh, my God, man.
Margaret, what Frank is saying is that's what you signed on for.
I get it. But what I am saying is, before that thing, if it gets into the Radio Television Hall of Fame, it's going to have to change that log line.
Well, Margaret, it sounds to me like they're not going to change anything. They want it to be historic.
God damn it.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, I make you immortal. I make you immortal by going to the Radio Television Hall of Fame.
Clear your throat, Frank.
Sorry. I make you immortal by putting you in the Radio Television Hall of Fame, along with Chaps Taylor, Goose Beeston.
That's the character's name.
I'm sorry. Turner Del Tonato and a bunch of other Jack. I don't know. You're laughing.
Yes, he is laughing. He's been laughing through the whole thing.
It is funny. Are you kidding me? Half of these guys, too bad Ben Gluten isn't around. He might be able to...
Yeah, Ben Gluten could probably solve the argument.
Ben Gluten was an alcoholic. Ben Gluten did bottles and bottles and bottles of pills. Glenn, I'd go into its office and it'd be staring at the ground and would go, look, Frank, the ground. And I'd say, thanks, Ben. And I'd wheel about and leave. Ben Gluten.
I get it. All right. So, but you and whoever is left.
Well, we still have Bok Choy.
What's this guy's name? Bok Choy?
Bob Choy. We call it Bok.
Bob Choi, or otherwise known as Bok Choi.
That's right. I'm not stuttering over here.
All right, Frank, I'm trying to get this thing wrapped up, okay? I've got a bad throat. I've had a sore throat since early this morning.
Oh, poor baby. I'm the one that's being called Slut of the Year, and you've got a sore throat.
God, Bargain. I mean, the guy's got to rest his throat.
All I'm telling you is I got to agree with Margaret, even though she's attacking me.
What do you agree with?
I agree that it's kind of a rough thing to, hey, it's Bunkhouse, man. Here she comes. Margaret Gray, who played Slut of the Week, every week bunking up cowboy after cowboy.
Bunkhouse.
Bunkhouse on a CBS network. And here's Margaret Gray bunking them up as fast as they can get the pants down. Right?
Hey, come on, Margaret. Wait a minute. You missed me. Punk.
Hey, Margaret, you know, you're going to get thrown in the can for beating up Dud Bickman, or whatever its name is. And I'm going to have to come down, and I'm going to have to post your bond. Holy gee. Do you imagine the Museum of Television and Radio, the great Lorna Doone, who bunked them up as fast as they could get them down? And you're out to get...
All right. Thank you for hanging up on him. Hey, Margaret, you know, if you don't want to be in the Radio and Television Hall of Fame, it was your character, wasn't you? What are you going to do? I mean, that's what it is. I'm just, okay, if they have some kind of an induction ceremony, I don't want to be there.
No, Margaret, you weren't really cut out to be an actress.
No, I was cut out to be an actor.
All right, I'm sorry, an actor.
Why is that?
Because you don't get it about playing a character. That's the character you played. That's not you.
I don't.
That's kind of what that's kind of what the general's saying. You know?
And you know this how?
Just by stands to reason. It ain't you. Any more than Frankenstein was Boris Karloff, or Florence Henderson was Mrs. Brady.
Yeah, all right. Good one. Good callback.
Thank you.
All right, man. Good luck with that, Margaret. And we also have Vernon Dozier. Tomorrow we'll have Vernon back on to talk about there's more trouble because of the replay of that show.
This is the replay of the dance show?
The replay of the dance show. He's got more trouble at Belmore Academy than he knows what to do with. It's another guy that's bitching about something in his past. Don't forget, we'll tell you the time and the date that we're on the Adam Carolla Show. We'll be recording that with Adam on Wednesday. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Lorna Doone.
She bunks him up.
It's not you, Margaret.
I understand that. On behalf of Lorna, the character that I played.
Bunk him up and head him out. That's what they should have said. You're not done naming that show?
Like Rawhide.
Bunk him up, head him out.
Head what? He said head.
Don't talk about head. Just talk about head it out. Ha ha, you missed me. Ha ha, you...